The Innovators Network.
Hi there, this is Phil McKinney, and this is 5 Minutes to New Ideas, the only podcast for the creative mind looking for that next great idea. Each episode will challenge you to think differently about yourself and your business by asking unique, funny, and sometimes crazy questions. Get your notebook out and be ready to uncover that game-changing idea. Here is 5 Minutes to New Ideas. On January 13, 2018, the people of Hawaii woke to a shocking alert on their phones and TVs. An incoming ballistic missile was on its way, and that the warning was not a drill. It was 38 minutes later that the alert was retracted. Now, during those 38 minutes, panic set in. People were trying to figure out what to do. People drove their families to highway tunnels in hopes it would protect them. We can only imagine the fear that raced through the population of more than 1 million people in Hawaii. So how did this happen? The alert was accidentally triggered by a state employee who was attempting to perform an internal test. As the Washington Post reported, the user interface for the emergency management system had a drop-down menu with two options: test missile alert and missile alert. The two options worded almost identically and with no confirmation required. Look, it is harder to erase a photograph from your phone than it was to scare the citizens and tourists in Hawaii. The designer did not consider the confusion of choosing the wrong menu option. There were no signals to the user about the action they were about to take. What if the same lack of thoughts and consideration has been applied to, airplanes, water treatment facilities, or nuclear power plants? It isn't restricted to exotic or high-risk areas. You experience these signals each and every day. Have you ever walked up to a door? Instead of a door handle, you're presented with a flat panel area where the handle would normally be. So what do? You push, and the door opens. This signal of the properties, in this case to push, is called affordance. Affordance can also signal what not to do. That door with no handle, you can't pull on it. You have to push. That is the signal. In our office, there's a conference room near my cube. On the glass door are handles. I invariably grab the handles and pull. And what happens? Nothing. To open this door, you need to push. So after I pull, then I push. While I've been in this conference room literally hundreds of times, I pull each and every time. The visual cue, the affordance, overrides my memory of the last time I tried to enter the conference room. And as always, I pull on the handle. While we may chuckle at these design oversights, the use of affordance can give customers a clear signal of how to and how not to experience a product or service. In 1980, I got my first Sony Walkman. This innovation had quickly become the tech everyone had to have. It allowed you to take your music with you. At the time, I was into DJing and making my own version of mixtapes. The Walkman allowed me to enjoy my music wherever I went, to the annoyance of my then-girlfriend, who is now my wife. What I found intriguing with the Walkman was what it did not do, as much as what it did do. Yes, it was the first highly portable way to listen to recorded music. What it did not allow you to do was record music. That's right, you could listen to music, but you could not record it. Why is this such an issue? Up to that time, every cassette player allowed you to record. Sony made the clever design decision to not have a feature to signal to customers what it was: a portable music player. This decision had other benefits, including reducing complexity and lowering intimidation that technology can sometimes cause. This design decision by Sony is another example of affordance. It signaled what you can and cannot do with a Sony Walkman. Affordance applies to all kinds of products and services. Have you ever wondered why McDonald's does not offer cutlery? I can honestly say I've never been tempted to use a fork and a knife to eat a quarter pounder. In its early days, McDonald's did not offer cutlery. It was an affordance signal to its customers in how they were to enjoy their meal with their hands. For companies, paying attention to affordance can create highly differentiated customer experiences that create brand loyalty. Apple is one such company. By limiting options, radical simplicity, and clear signaling of what every action will be, Apple has created a cult following. Now, ignoring affordances can lead to customer confusion and frustration, which will open the doors to others to your market. So, ask yourself, what affordance signals are you sending to your customers? Maybe it's the front door. Is it a pull or a push? Or a user interface in your mobile app or website? Or maybe a feature available or unavailable with your product? How do you find these affordances that you can fix or leverage? By testing it with your customers. Remember, you are not a proxy for your customer. Affordance is in the eye of the customer. So be more like Apple and less like the Hawaii Emergency Alert System. I'm Phil McKinney, and thanks for listening. The topic for each show comes from, more often than not, from listeners just like you who post on my Facebook page or on PhilMcKinney.com. So if you have a topic in mind, drop me a message. This episode of 5 Minutes to New Ideas was produced by the Innovators Network. You can find more episodes to challenge your creative thinking wherever you find your favorite podcast.
This show is distributed by the Innovators Network. For more information and other great shows and content, visit theinnovators.network.